This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
I hope it brings more people into the sport. You know, we had a huge rate. At a certain point, you know, for that kind of money, we get to tell you where you're playing. You're going to be the DH or try to play first base if you want. I also thought that maybe the only thing that was more out of line than what Rafael said was what Tristan Casas said.
Yep,
I mean,
yep.
Really?
Oh, yeah. I agree.
And one of you made the point, like, well, he's probably afraid, you know, he might lose his job if Devers doesn't stay over there at third base, and there's probably something to that. But, you know, the idea in sports is to put the best team you can possibly put out there. Bregman's a gold glove third baseman. As we've all seen, Devers is nowhere near that, despite what Casas said.
This is WEEI Afternoons
with Andy Hart, Nick Fitzy-Stevens,
and three-time Super Bowl champion Ted Johnson on WEEI.
That was the voice of the versatile Sean McDonough, who gave us a nice 15 minutes where we talked a lot of hockey, a lot of Four Nations, but also had to get his thoughts on the Rafael Devers situation.
Good call.
Is it safe to call it a situation here? They used to have that. Isn't it the Situation Room?
Is this a fiasco?
Yep. No.
Is it an imbroglio? Is it a fracas? Is it a fiasco? Is it a what? Where
it's
are we?
It's not a gate. It's not a gate.
No, it's not a gate yet.
No.
Not a gate.
It's not
Raffy
I feel like
gate
it's
yet.
A situation to start. Where you're just like, it's a little bit of a situation.
Teetering on side. It's teetering.
Yeah. And where it goes from here, you have the optimistic voice on WEEI Afternoons. That's Ted Johnson,
mm-hmm.
who thinks this is going to be nothing. We're going to
laugh about this in a month.
In like a week? Oh, a month.
In about a month.
In about a month, we'll be laughing. Remember when we thought it was ridiculous that Devers said he didn't want a DH and mm-hmm. Casas said he should play third and Casas.
We are all laughing. This is hilarious.
I leave the door open for that. Like, Fitzy, like, put a percentage on that. Ted is like optimistic, so I don't want his percentage. We know he's not great with percentages either.
I am good with percentages. Yeah, I give it 10%. I'm going to go, you know what? I'm going to 60-40 this.
60-40 will be
laughing? I think Rafi Devers understands that A, he has played all his days in Boston. That's where his entrenched fan base is. And B, it's probably the best team and the best fit for him right now to ascend into that sort of David Ortiz Poppy 2.0 role. If he can't see that, and he can't see the value in, I don't know, 9 years, another $280-something million dollars to play in front of 30-something thousand loyal fans who already have his City Connect jerseys, then they have grossly overestimated his capacity for appreciation and excellence.
Okay, so let's go down that road a little bit. Let's take a more 70-30. Optimistic slant and say this is going to get worked out. But there's some work to be done, right? There's some communication mm-hmm. here. Who needs to get Rafi's ear? Is that someone in his world, an agent, a family member, an advisor? Is it someone in the Red Sox alumni? Because we've seen a lot today on the text line and in the Twitch chat about, Wow, just have David Ortiz talk to him. Just have David Ortiz explain to him, you put the glove away and it's really fun and you get counted on and people love you. Just get a few clutch hits every once in a while. Or is it your guy, Ted? Is it simply an Alex Cora, this is my baseball team. I'm the manager. I'm kind of the boss man around here. They gave me a lot of money, not as much money as they gave you, but they gave me a boatload of money to run the team. And we're going to figure this out. Like, we can do this the hard way or we can do this the easy way kind of conversation. Who is most important in molding Rothy Devers' view of where this goes?
Oh, I have two names, but the first one is the name that you just mentioned, Alex Cora. I think
AC?
AC is and I'm wondering, has anybody else called him that, or was that only Alex Bregman? Because Alex Bregman.
Oh, no, AC is
I call him C-Dog.
Is a common. Okay.
Whoa. Time out real quick.
I just thought, I've never really heard that before.
Don't call him Skip. He does not like Skip.
Okay.
And good Christian Arcand, in our first version of the old afternoon program, in the very first interview with Alex Cora, said, "Hey, how you doing today, Skip?"
Let me ask you this.
And I was like, "What are you doing?
Is it? Can I call him Coach? Is that?"
Wouldn't.
All right, just Alex.
Boss Alex. I would call him Alex. Arcand.
I'm trying to give him respect by giving him a title.
A dog.
Nope, not that. Alex, let's just start with Alex.
We'll start with
Alex.
And
then if you guys get close, I don't know, you guys, you know, that fraternity of athletes, maybe you can be AC or something, but let's start with Alex. Okay, so Alex is going
to
fix it.
I mean, that's his job. Alex is Alex's job to, I mean, how much is it for him to, you know, the strategy of the game, you know, doesn't a lot of the pitching matchups are predetermined, you know, when guys are going to come in. And he doesn't have, his main job, my point is to press buttons. And to get the most out of guys, and to reach in there, know what how to tap into their psyche and get the best out of them. To me, that is his job, a number one. And so I put most of the onus on Alex Cora to get him mentally right. What about? I'm trying to think of former teammates that maybe he was close to with that can maybe get to him. What like a Xander Bogaerts? I mean, was that something, you know, somebody?
Is he going to call from?
I don't know. You know what?
Yeah, somebody, I know I'm playing somewhere I didn't plan on playing, making money.
But he's making a ton of money. He's probably happy where he is, right, Xander?
What does he call and say, hey, dumbass, shut up and just play?
The obvious.
Hey, actually, he says, keep whining and you can join me out here in paradise. It's beautiful out here.
Who's been his best friend?
Ted, I'll give you one.
Help me out.
JD Martinez.
The pickleball player?
Guava cakes.
The famous pickleball player. Yes, sir.
Go, Dan. Go.
So you think this has to come from outside the building, the locker room, the organization, the clubhouse?
Well, people would say David Ortiz. I mean, he's not on the team, theoretically. I'm just thinking of guys that he's played with in the past that maybe he respects, looks up to, and can, you know, let him know how he should behave, how he should act.
Well, Ted, actually, I'm not sure if you heard this yesterday, but on the show, we had a little extra Alex Cora audio where I believe somebody brought up or asked him yesterday at his media avail if he was going to do something like have David Ortiz call him or come down to Fort Myers and have a talking to with Rafi Devers to say, basically, you know, like, it's okay, you can be like me. And Cora shook it off. Cora said, no, this is on me.
Yeah.
This is a good answer, too.
And it's right.
That's the right answer.
Yeah.
That's correct. Like, no, I'm the manager. I'm the man now, dog. I'm the captain here. Yeah. Like, I'll take care of this.
We've learned with the Gerard Mayo experience, you know, leadership can be an interesting path. And if you make a couple missteps, it can kind of go sideways in a hurry. And I think that would have been a misstep to say, I'll just have other people do my job.
And the sad part is there's nobody else on this team that is close to his equal, that's been playing with him a long time, that he would maybe look up to.
Cha-ching.
Right? It's so
nobody like Veritek maybe to have a word with him and just be like, hey, you know what? Pipe down.
Yeah. I mean, yeah. I don't. Because that to me is a little bit weird too, in that he's a underling for Cora. And it's like, wait, you have your assistants do your work for you. Like, I think Alex is right. It has to be him. Now, he made that comment about, I'm Alex and he's still Rafi and, you know, we have a relationship, and sort of utilizing that. This is where I would side on the positive side of Mayo. And even Vrabel has said, like, this, you need to have relationships. You should have you've been the manager a long time. He's been a player on your team for a long time. You should have a relationship, right?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Like,
with your best player?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So there should be a comfort level having difficult discussions.
Correct.
Or, you know, you may not want to hear this. Hell, in a different world, I wouldn't want to say this. But here we are. We have Bregman. We are the 2025 Boston Red Sox. My job is to put nine guys in a lineup that goes out 162 times and hopefully wins more than 86.5 games for certain people that may have placed a little something-something on that number. For their purposes, probably a few more wins. 90 wins, wins the division, goes to the right? Like, it's not about – this is what I go back to. You use the word. Mike Vrabel used the word. Entitlement. You're not entitled to third base. You've played third base for a long time, but you're not entitled to it. There's no saying – it reminds me, I'm going to step into father mode a little bit here. When my son was competing for a high school quarterback job, I told him, two things, very simple, two different directions. If you win the starting job, doesn't mean you're the starting quarterback. That can be taken away like that. Means you earned it for that game. If you're not starting that game, doesn't mean you can't be the starting quarterback. You can win it the next game. Like, that's that sense of entitlement that Devers had. I mean, whether you think it's BS or not, I'd like to think Tom Brady actually believed he had to come out every year and prove himself.
Oh, he did.
Okay. Yeah. And so that's why he's great.
Correct.
Devers thinks he can show up and call third base his own because it's been his own for the last 7 years.
Correct.
That's
Bingo.
Entitlement. That's bad.
Bingo.
That's
yes,
bad.
Andy.
That's why you're never going to be great.
Bad, Raffy. Bad.
No, in all seriousness, but that's why you'll never get to the Hall of Fame. That's why you'll never reach the heights of your talent. That's why you'll never be the greatest version of Raffy Devers because you think it's your third base.
Did Tom Brady ever get a contract that would be the equal or even substantially considered the somewhat equal to what Raffy's got?
He got good contracts.
Nothing like what Raffy got.
No, Raffy Devers was given
a contract that Raffy got is basically tells him you're the man. You basically can do whatever you want, and we won't say a word.
And this is why something Mike Reese once wrote I thought was interesting. And
you just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's. So thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code STYLE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code STYLE. Enjoy!
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 40% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale Last Chance right now and save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You can put it to use in a lot of situations. He wrote, and I think they were talking about Malcolm Butler at the time, whether they should sign him as a free agent or let him go. And I think this was may have even before the Super Bowl thing, whatever. And he said, when you are considering giving one of those massive contracts out, you get everything that comes with that player and that person. You don't just get, oh, he's a Pro Bowl cornerback. Well, you get the guy that, does he practice hard? Does he show up late for meetings? Does he give somebody attitude in the frickin' cafeteria? Like, are his parents around games? Are they a pain in the ass? Does he have an entourage?
Sure.
Does he have does he get in trouble in the summer at a strip club in the off season? You get everything. And with Devers, I'm not making those accusations, but you get everything. You get the guy that can hit 35 home runs and 100 and whatever RBI and exit velocity and carry you for 2 weeks. You also get a guy that makes a lot of errors.
Yep.
Doesn't always seem like he's in great shape.
Right.
Has a bit of a laissez-faire approach to leadership and his spot on the hierarchy of the team. And that's a lot of other stuff to go with $300 million, isn't it?
Yeah.
Dave's like baggage? I mean, I guess I'll call it baggage.
Baggage, but...
$300 million baggage.
I feel like if you get paid a third of $1 billion, whether or not being a leader was something you wanted to do, aspired toward, or were told you had to take upon you, like sorry, it's a de facto thing, man.
Yeah, agreed.
Implied, yeah.
And even worse would be, and who would do this? Even worse would be the team brings in someone that probably takes some of the leadership pressure off of you.
Yeah.
Let's call him, I'm going to make up a name, Alex Bregman. And let's just say he also takes some of the defensive pressure off you. And then you get in the way of allowing him to do his job as a leader and as a defensive presence in the infield.
Yep.
Now you're being like subversive. You're being a net negative to the team. And I know, Ted, you can be positive and we can believe this is going to play itself out. And maybe I'm overreacting. But this felt those comments yesterday, and we'll revisit them on the other side of trending. We'll reset the Devers comment, the Casas comment, that is loading the phone lines once again, 617-779-7937. I just felt like for a team that suddenly has high aspirations, yesterday was a big deal. If they still sucked, if this was the team from 3 years ago and I don't think they're going to win many games, this doesn't really matter, we wouldn't care as much, right? They're supposed to now be contending for a division title, a playoff spot, hell, maybe a World Series trip. Who knows? A playoff run. Done playoff runs here.
Playoffs.
That seemed like a really bad step for a team with those aspirations yesterday.
Yeah, I would say so.
617-779-7937. We'll talk about that. Rafi Devers, we see the lines loaded. Text us, call us. Whatever your thoughts are on Rafi Devers, his dumb thing, and then Tristan Casas, his dumber thing, and how this can all play out in a positive sense, according to Ted Johnson. That's up next here on WEEI Afternoons. But first, we have Dan Ball, the aspiring play-by-play guy. He does lacrosse. He does hockey. He does baseball. He does soccer. And he does trendings.
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
All right, here's what's trending now on WEEI and WEEI.com, brought to you by the 99 Restaurant. United States defenseman Charlie McAvoy will miss the Four Nations Face-Off Championship game. The Bruins said in a statement earlier today that McAvoy was admitted to Mass General Hospital on Monday to undergo testing related to what we found out was a shoulder infection. McAvoy sustained the injury during the Four Nations Face-Off and is currently being evaluated by the Bruins' head team physician. Team USA forwards Austin Matthews and Matthew Tkachuk also missed the Sweden game last night, while Brady Tkachuk left during the middle of the game. The Americans take on Team Canada in the Four Nations Face-Off Final on Thursday night at TD Garden. On the heels of Rafael Devers' comments about playing third base, here is what Tristan Casas had to say about the team's infield.
I think it's Rafi Devers' position. I think he's the third baseman, and at that point, that's where it stands. I think Bregman should play second base. Yeah, I think he's going to make the transition well. I think he's athletic enough too. And I think Trevor, you know, is going to play an awesome shortstop.
Tristan, you are not helping. Also, the Red Sox have agreed to terms with right-handed pitcher Adam Ottavino on a minor league deal with an invite to spring training. And Rob Bradford of WEEI reports that Dylan Cease to the Red Sox is currently a long shot. The Sox also have no intention of including outfielder Willy Abreu in any such deal. The Celtics return to action on Thursday night on the road against the 76ers. Boston returns from the All-Star break with three of their first four games being played on the road. And in NFL news, the Bengals will attempt to secure a trio of stars who need new deals. That's wide receivers Jamar Chase and T. Higgins and defensive end Trey Hendrickson for the long term, sources told ESPN. Visit the 99 restaurant Monday through Wednesday for their newest big deal meal. Your favorite chicken and sausage al forno is back at the Nines for just $14.99 every Monday through Wednesday. You gotta love the Nines. I'm Dan Ball. This is Trending Now on WEEI and WEEI.com. More afternoons coming up right after this.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Can't you see it? A sparkling roadside EV quick charge power facility. It's chargers, control panels, and switchgear powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean. We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We're now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing digital deals for members. Signature Farms chicken, split breasts, drumsticks, or thighs, buy one, get one free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. Or a wheat variety bread, 24-ounce selected varieties, buy one, get one for free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. And Progresso soup, 18 to 19-ounce selected varieties, buy two, get three free of equal or lesser value when you buy five. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.